Good afternoon. First of all special needs trusts and all trusts in general make quality of life distributions. And full disclosure here, each of you that I've worked with for the past closer to 40 years now has had a role in making this program. And some of you will recognize some of the examples of some of the quirky distributions that we've all made through the years. And as a social worker and a care manager, we make recommendations. We're not a decision maker. And our clients and our beneficiaries can bloom where they're planted, and that's the goal of all distributions, and especially quality of life. The goal of this presentation are threefold. We're trying to enhance beneficiaries' sense that they're valued and they have a purpose in this world. And so many of our beneficiaries, their roles have been modified or they haven't found their place in the world yet. And it's our job, all of our jobs, and the distribution to make sure that they know that they're valued. And give them a sense of appreciation for their life despite their constraints, and find ways that we can help them make life living for them according to their preferences. Of course, the hard part, and the part really that should have been the first goal, is to balance the need for safety and care and autonomy. And that's what we always try to do with every distribution we recommend and that we try to make. First, we have to look at trust standards. And we have to look at the quality of life that are considerations that are congruent with usual trust standards and commonly used trust terms. So we're not trying to develop a whole new vocabulary here. Really what we're trying to do is look at trust standards and look at trust terms and use them as a way for every distribution that you make has a quality of life component to it. One standard that we try to use is the substitute judgment standard, and that permits quality of life based on distributions guided by the beneficiary's documented preferences. We're always conflicted, I think, because our beneficiaries' families say, but they would have wanted this, right? They would have wanted the 54-inch TV. They would have wanted the, the tile on the floor the way it is. But we really have to look at substitute judgment in terms of our beneficiaries' standards. And that's where Haley spoke about yesterday, the letter of intent. We were really fortunate recently. We had a beautiful letter of intent written by a parent that's looking for a successor guardian that was 6 pages of just eloquent language about his daughter and what she liked and what she didn't like. And it's really a pleasure to be able to work with a family member that has spent that much time and effort clarifying. Fortunately or unfortunately, we usually work under a best interest standard, which is what would a reasonable person do in that situation. And that's where we get into needs and minimize wants, but you need to take advantage of of needs. What I found when working with our clients and families, that they confuse quality of life standard and substitute judgment and best interest standard with a standard of living metric. And a standard of living metric compares what their situation with other situations, but it's a sociological tool, and it's census information. It's data that is used to compare and contrast what people have access to and what they need. And of course, you need that information, but it's not the only metric to use to understand a beneficiary's circumstances.